So, there we were, pinned down by a deadly hail of enemy fire. A holiday convulsion has begun. Be sure to share every mind-altering substance you have. Now's the time of the evening when we call out somebody that we're very disappointed with. Tonight we're very disappointed with Matt Cora. A long time ago, Matt Cora promised us if we played in his hometown of Boise, Idaho, he'd give us $200. It's bad enough that somebody begs you to play in Boise, but to offer you $200 and you still haven't done it after, what, how long have we been together? 23 years? And we still haven't played Boise, Idaho. At this point, it's become personal, you can tell. So Matt's widened his scope. He's like mentioning a couple towns outside of Boise. Like you'd want to play some suburbs of Boise. It's like the deal stands. And I'm thinking, okay, it's 2012, soon to be 2013. Are we ever going to take Matt Cora up on his offer to play Boise for $200? I would like to say yes. And I would like to predict that in 2013, we probably won't play Boise, but we'll get a step closer. What that step closer will look like, I don't know, but we're on our way. Reno doesn't count. Boise. Can we get to Boise by train, Matt? Winnemucca, Jesus. God. Too much atomic testing. So this next song's probably gonna have to be for you and Boise. I'm glad you left Boise, Matt. I'm really glad you left. And what'd you do with Martin again? It's probably so high right now.
Martin Jones. Somebody go find the little drummer.
Marty.
The little drummer
little
boy.
Drummer boy.
I mean, the little drummer man. There he is.
Ah, Martin. Yay. We're a band that likes to telegraph what song we're going to do. But that's helpful, so I can open the music and see where the hell it is.
Oh, we're gonna do this song because the guy hired us to do this show. This is a command performance.
Yeah, the guy.
And I know.
If you hire us,
Tom.
You can tell us what songs to play to.
Tom lives across the street. When you play for him, you have to play the songs he wants. But anyway, I hope we can play this song. I hope I can play it.
I think you can play it, Jim.
I don't think I can.
By yourself.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, this is a... I wrote this song when I was a freshman in high school.
You did not.
Yes, I did, and it was... I swear to God, it was all Motown songs on the jukebox. And this was like in 1967. No, I'm not kidding. I mean, I didn't write it then, but... This is where it came from. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you really? I don't think you do. It's too unlinear for you.
Making pathetic work since 89.
If you go like this, I can see you. Here you go. he has that gong, and he every time, this is like we're doing this 25 years now, and we go through the same thing every show. He sets up the gong so I can't see him, right? And I say, no, that's not going to work. I want to see you play. So here he goes again.
Here he goes.
Like crazy. That's right. He doesn't want me to see him. He doesn't want to see me.